Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Mulivey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause takes first base on ball four. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulevey hits a line drive towards short. Ryan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whatwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jolly moves to third. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Whatwood moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whatwood tags and moves to third. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Barnes moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 1 in the game. Skarrat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Skarrat moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 2 in the game. Malivi hits a line drive towards short. Ryan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein strikes out. The ball gets by Kraus. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sweeney tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Barnes reaches third base with a triple. Whatwood goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Kraus reaches second base with a double. Barnes scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0 for 2 in the game. Carraway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kraus scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. George Smith now pitching. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 3 in the game. Malivi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Carraway goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing third base. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Whatwood strikes out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Com takes first base on ball 4. Barnes moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Barnes moves to third. Com moves to second. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 4 in the game. Malivi hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barnes. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Barnes steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Caraway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barnes scores. Krause moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 5 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krause scores. Caraway moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.